The Book of Enoch explained. Enoch was a man who lived long ago, during a time of great wickedness and violence on earth. He was born in the seventh generation after Adam, the first man created by God. Enoch was the son of Jared, and he lived in a time when people had turned away from God, indulging in sin and corruption. Despite the sinful ways of the world, Enoch stood out as a righteous man. He walked closely with God, living a life that was pleasing in God's eyes. His heart was pure, and he followed the commandments of God faithfully. Enoch was different from the people around him. While others sought their own pleasure, Enoch sought to serve God. Enoch's life was significant not just because of his righteousness, but also because of the unique relationship he had with God. The Bible describes Enoch as a man who walked with God. This phrase means that Enoch lived in constant communion with God, seeking his guidance and following his ways at every turn. In a time when sin seemed to rule the earth, Enoch's relationship with God was special. He was not only a faithful follower, but also a chosen vessel through whom God would reveal many divine secrets. Enoch's close relationship with God led to him being called for a unique purpose, one that would forever change his life and his legacy. God had a plan for Enoch. He would not only walk with God on earth, but would also be taken up into heaven, unlike any other man before him. Enoch's life was a symbol of hope in a dark world, showing that even in the midst of sin and rebellion, it was possible to live a righteous life by seeking after God. Enoch's legacy would not end with his life on earth. God would use Enoch to communicate powerful messages to both the heavenly and earthly realms. His life was meant to serve as a bridge between the divine and the human, a messenger to carry God's words not only to people, but also to angels. 1. The Rebellion of the Watchers. In the days when mankind began to multiply upon the face of the earth, the sons of God, known as the Watchers, gazed down from their lofty posts in the heavens. The Watchers, once mighty and loyal angels, had been given charge over humanity to guide, protect, and observe the growth of God's creation. But something changed in their hearts. They became enamored with the beauty of human women, and their desire led them to rebel against the order established by God. Led by a chief named Semyasa, the Watchers made a solemn pact. They swore to each other that they would not turn back from their course. "Come," said Semyasa, "let us go down to earth and take wives from among the daughters of men, and let us have children with them." Though some among them hesitated, Semyasa bound them by an oath. Thus 200 Watchers descended upon Mount Hermon, where they began to mingle with humanity, forsaking their divine purpose. The Watchers taught humanity forbidden knowledge secrets of heaven that were not meant to be revealed to mortals. Azazel, one of the most notorious of the fallen angels, showed men how to fashion weapons of war, while others taught the use of enchantments, the study of astrology, and the crafting of cosmetics. The wisdom they shared was dark, and it corrupted the hearts of men, leading them into sin and violence. From the union of the Watchers with human women came forth the Nephilim, giant offspring of incredible size and strength. The Nephilim were a terror upon the earth. They devoured everything in their path, plundering the land and spreading destruction wherever they went. Their lawlessness became so great that it threatened to undo the very fabric of creation. The cries of the righteous ascended to heaven, reaching the ears of the Most High. God looked upon the earth, and he saw that it had become filled with corruption. The evil spread by the Watchers and their offspring had tainted all of creation, and the wickedness of man knew no bounds. In response to the rebellion, God sent Enoch to deliver a message of judgment to the fallen angels. Enoch, who walked with God and was beloved for his righteousness, stood as the intermediary between heaven and earth. He delivered God's decree. The Watchers would be bound in chains and cast into the abyss, a place of utter darkness, until the day of final judgment. Their offspring, the Nephilim, would be destroyed by the flood that God was preparing to cleanse the earth. When the Watchers heard Enoch's words, they were filled with terror. They pleaded with Enoch to intercede on their behalf, to pray to God for mercy. But it was too late. The decision had been made, and the judgment was irreversible. Enoch witnessed the binding of the Watchers as they were led away in chains by mighty angels to their place of punishment. The Earth, however, was not yet free from the devastation wrought by the Nephilim. Their influence remained, and their destruction was necessary for the restoration of balance. God revealed to Enoch that a great flood would soon cover the earth, wiping away the wickedness that had spread like a plague. Only Noah, Enoch's great-grandson, would be spared along with his family, for they had found favor in God's eyes. And so, the stage was set for the great cleansing of the earth, and Enoch's role as a prophet and messenger of God's judgment would continue to unfold as humanity moved toward a new beginning. 2. Enoch's prophecy of the flood. With the watchers bound in chains and their Nephilim offspring awaiting destruction, Enoch returned to his people, his heart heavy with the knowledge of the judgment that was about to befall the earth. He knew that a flood, vast and unrelenting, would soon sweep across the land, purging it of the evil that had taken root. But before this great cleansing could occur, there were messages that needed to be delivered, warnings that had to be given. Enoch's vision of the flood was vivid and terrifying. In his dreams, he saw the skies darken with thick clouds, the heavens opening up, and rain pouring down in torrents like the wrath of God made manifest. He saw the waters rising higher and higher until they swallowed entire cities, forests, and mountains. All life that had been corrupted by the Nephilim and the fallen angels would be swept away, leaving behind only those who had remained righteous in the sight of the Almighty. God revealed to Enoch that among the survivors would be Noah, a man of unyielding faith and purity. Enoch was instructed to pass down the prophecy of the flood to his great-grandson, Noah, who would later build the ark, a vessel of salvation amidst the chaos. This task, however, would fall to Noah himself. Enoch's role was to deliver the final warnings and to prepare those who were willing to listen. Enoch gathered his family and his followers, those who had remained loyal to God in the midst of widespread corruption. He spoke to them of the coming flood, urging them to repent and seek refuge in God's mercy. "The time is near," he said. "The earth has become filled with wickedness, and the Lord will not allow this corruption to continue. But for those who turn back to righteousness, there is hope. Noah will be saved, and with him, the seeds of a new beginning for humanity." Though some heeded Enoch's warnings, many scoffed and ridiculed him. They could not imagine the world as they knew it being destroyed so completely. They continued in their wickedness, defiant in the face of divine judgment. Yet Enoch was undeterred. His faith in God's plan remained unshaken, and he continued to preach repentance and righteousness until the day God called him away from the earth. His mission was complete, but his heart grieved for those who would not listen, for he knew their fate was sealed. 3. Enoch's journey through the heavens. Before Enoch's departure from the earth, he experienced a series of visions that took him far beyond the realm of mortal understanding. These visions were not just glimpses of heaven, but extended journeys through the celestial realms, where he was shown the mysteries of creation and the workings of the divine. It began one night when Enoch was deep in prayer. As he lifted his voice to God, an angel appeared before him, shining with a light that was both blinding and beautiful. This angel was Uriel, one of the archangels of heaven, who had been sent by God to guide Enoch through the heavenly realms. "Come, Enoch," Uriel said, "for the Lord has chosen to reveal to you the mysteries of the heavens, so that you may write them down and share them with the generations to come." Enoch followed Uriel, and together they ascended into the skies. As they soared higher and higher, the world below grew smaller until it disappeared altogether. They entered the first heaven, a place where the clouds were thick and swirling, yet radiant with a light that seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere at once. In this first heaven, Enoch saw the storehouses of rain and snow, where angels tended to the elements that would be sent down to the earth. He marveled at the sight, for it was a reminder of the power and majesty of God, who controlled the forces of nature with perfect precision. As they ascended further, they passed through the second heaven, a place where fallen angels had been cast down after their rebellion. Enoch shuddered at the sight of them, these once great beings now bound in chains, their faces twisted with regret and anger. They reached out to Enoch, pleading for mercy, but Uriel warned him not to be swayed by their cries. "They have been judged," Uriel said solemnly, "and their fate is sealed. They will remain here until the final judgment, when they will be cast into the abyss forever. In the third heaven, Enoch saw the paradise that awaited the righteous. It was a place of unimaginable beauty, with lush gardens, flowing rivers, and trees that bore fruit year-round. Here the souls of the righteous rested in peace, awaiting the day when they would be reunited with their bodies at the resurrection. The joy and serenity of this place filled Enoch's heart with hope, for he saw that even in the midst of judgment, there was mercy and salvation for those who remained faithful. Uriel then took Enoch to the fourth and fifth heavens, where the celestial hosts, the angels who had not rebelled, stood in perfect harmony, singing praises to God. Their voices were like the sound of many waters, and their songs reverberated through the heavens. Enoch was awestruck by their beauty and purity, and he longed to join in their praise. Finally, they reached the sixth and seventh heavens, the highest of all, where the throne of God was located. Here Enoch saw the glory of the Almighty, a light so radiant that no mortal could bear to look upon it. The angels in this place were the mightiest of all, their wings shimmering with light, and their faces filled with reverence and awe. Uriel led Enoch to the foot of the throne, where the Lord spoke to him directly. "Enoch, faithful servant, you have seen the heavens and the mysteries that lie within. You have witnessed the judgment of the wicked and the salvation of the righteous. Now return to the earth and record all that you have seen, so that future generations may learn from your words." Enoch bowed in reverence before the throne, and he felt a great peace come over him. He had been given a gift beyond measure, the opportunity to see the fullness of God's creation and to understand the divine plan for humanity. 4. The Judgment of the Watchers. Upon returning from his celestial journey, Enoch was tasked with delivering the final judgment to the Watchers, the rebellious angels who had descended to earth and corrupted mankind. These angels had taught forbidden knowledge, leading humanity astray and bringing about great destruction through their offspring, the Nephilim. The Watchers, now bound in chains, awaited their sentence in fear and trembling. Enoch, standing as a mediator between heaven and earth, was sent to deliver God's decree. As Enoch approached the Watchers, they fell to their knees, their once mighty forms now bowed in submission. They pleaded with him to intercede on their behalf, to pray to God for mercy. But Enoch had seen the depths of their corruption, and he knew that their judgment was just. "The Lord has spoken," Enoch said, his voice firm and resolute. "Your rebellion against heaven cannot be forgiven. You have corrupted the earth and led mankind into sin. For this, you will be bound in chains until the day of the great judgment, when you will be cast into the abyss, never to rise again." The Watchers wept and wailed, but their pleas fell on deaf ears. The sentence had been passed, and there was no turning back. Enoch watched as the mighty angels descended from heaven, their wings shimmering with divine light. These angels, tasked with carrying out God's judgment, took hold of the Watchers and led them away to the abyss, where they would be imprisoned until the end of time. Enoch felt a deep sorrow for the fallen angels, for he knew that they had once been great and noble beings, but he also understood that their choices had brought about their downfall and that justice had to be served. With the Watchers bound and their judgment sealed, the earth began to prepare for the coming flood, a great cleansing that would wash away the corruption they had sown. 5. The Nephilim and their end. As the flood approached, the Nephilim, those monstrous offspring of the Watchers and human women, continued to wreak havoc upon the earth. They were giants, towering over men, with strength that seemed unmatched by any force of nature. Their insatiable hunger for power and dominance led them to destroy everything in their path, consuming both man and beast alike. The people of earth lived in constant terror of the Nephilim. No city, no village, no wilderness was safe from their wrath. They tore down buildings, trampled crops, and slaughtered entire communities without mercy. It was as if they had been born for destruction, their very existence a testament to the chaos that the Watchers had unleashed upon the world. But their end was near. Enoch had seen the flood in his visions, and he knew that it was not only a punishment for the sins of humanity, but also the means by which the Nephilim would be destroyed. God had decreed that the earth must be purified, and that the only way to achieve this was through a cataclysmic event that would wipe away all traces of the corruption that had spread across the land. As the rains began to fall and the waters of the deep surged upward, the Nephilim fought to survive, but their strength was no match for the power of God's judgment. One by one, they were swept away by the rising waters, their mighty forms submerged beneath the waves. Even their great size and strength could not save them from the flood that covered the earth. For 40 days and 40 nights the waters rose, drowning the Nephilim and all who had been tainted by their influence. Only Noah and his family, safe within the ark, were spared from the destruction. When the floodwaters finally receded, the earth was silent. The Nephilim were gone, their reign of terror brought to an end. The world had been cleansed, and a new chapter in human history was about to begin. 6. Enoch's vision of the end times. Though Enoch had witnessed the judgment of the Watchers and the destruction of the Nephilim, his visions were not limited to the events of the flood. God had also revealed to him the distant future, a time when the world would once again be plunged into darkness and sin. These visions, which came to be known as Enoch's prophecies of the end times, would have a profound impact on future generations. In his visions, Enoch saw a time when the wickedness of man would reach its peak once again. The forces of evil, led by Satan and his fallen angels, would rise up in rebellion against God, seeking to overthrow the divine order and establish their own kingdom on earth. Wars, famines, plagues, and natural disasters would sweep across the land, leaving devastation in their wake. But even in the midst of this darkness, there would be hope. Enoch saw the coming of a great Messiah, a Savior who would lead the righteous in a final battle against the forces of evil. This Messiah, sent by God, would bring judgment upon the wicked and establish a new kingdom of peace and righteousness. Enoch's vision of the end times included the final judgment, when all the dead would be resurrected and stand before the throne of God. The wicked would be cast into the abyss, along with Satan and his fallen angels, while the righteous would be rewarded with eternal life in a new heaven and a new earth. These visions were both terrifying and hopeful, for they revealed that while evil would rise once again, it would ultimately be defeated. The forces of darkness could not stand against the power of God, and in the end, justice and righteousness would prevail. Enoch recorded these visions in his writings, passing them down to future generations as a warning and a promise. Though he would not live to see these events come to pass, he knew that his prophecies would one day be fulfilled. 7. The Book of Parables. Among Enoch's writings were a series of parables and allegories that revealed deep truths about the nature of sin, judgment, and redemption. These parables, known as the Book of Parables, were filled with symbolic imagery and hidden meanings, offering insights into the workings of the divine. One of the most famous parables was the story of the shepherd and the flock. In this parable, the shepherd represented God, while the flock represented humanity. The shepherd tended to his flock with great care, guiding them to green pastures and protecting them from harm. But some of the sheep strayed from the flock, lured away by the wolves of sin and temptation. The shepherd, in his mercy, sought out the lost sheep, calling them back to the safety of the flock. But not all of the sheep were willing to return. Some had grown wild and defiant, refusing to follow the shepherd's voice. In the end, those who remained with the shepherd were saved, while the lost sheep were devoured by the wolves. This parable, like many of Enoch's teachings, was a reminder of the importance of remaining faithful to God and resisting the temptations of the world. It also spoke of the mercy and patience of the shepherd, who was always willing to forgive those who returned to him in repentance. Another parable told the story of the great tree and the fire. In this parable, the great tree represented the kingdom of God, a place of strength and beauty that provided shelter for all who sought refuge. But a fire, symbolizing the forces of evil, sought to consume the tree, burning its branches and scorching its leaves. Though the fire raged for a time, it could not destroy the tree. The roots of the tree were deep and strong, and they drew nourishment from the living water of God's grace. In the end, the fire was extinguished, and the tree blossomed once again, more glorious than before. This parable was a symbol of the resilience of God's kingdom and the assurance that no matter how fierce the attacks of the enemy, the forces of evil could not prevail against the power of God. These parables, along with many others, were recorded by Enoch and passed down through the generations. They became a source of wisdom and inspiration for those who sought to live righteous lives, offering hope and encouragement in times of trial and temptation. 8. Enoch's ascent to heaven. After many years of faithful service to God, Enoch's time on earth came to an end. But unlike most men, Enoch did not taste death. Instead, he was taken up into heaven, body and soul, in a miraculous event that defied the natural order. The scriptures tell us that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This simple yet profound statement has sparked countless interpretations and discussions among scholars and believers throughout history. But what is clear is that Enoch's life was so pleasing to God that he was spared the pain of death and was granted the rare privilege of being taken directly into the presence of the Almighty. Enoch's ascent to heaven was a sign of the special relationship he had with God. It was also a foreshadowing of the resurrection and ascension of the Messiah, who would one day conquer death and bring salvation to all who believed in him. As Enoch was taken up into the heavens, he looked down upon the earth one last time. He saw the people he had ministered to, the family he had loved, and the world that was now entering a new era. He knew that his work was done, but the impact of his life and his writings would continue to resonate through the ages. The angels welcomed Enoch into the celestial realms, and he was given a place of honor among the righteous. He would no longer walk the earth, but his spirit would remain a guiding light for those who sought to live according to God's will. 9. Enoch's influence on future prophecy. The writings of Enoch, though not included in the canon of the Hebrew Bible, had a profound influence on future generations of prophets and religious thinkers. His visions of the heavens, his prophecies of the end times, and his teachings on judgment and redemption echoed throughout the scriptures, finding resonance in the writings of Isaiah, Daniel, and later John the Apostle in the book of Revelation. Enoch's prophecies of the final judgment and the coming of the Messiah were particularly significant in shaping the apocalyptic literature of both Judaism and Christianity. His visions of the celestial realms, the binding of Satan, and the ultimate victory of God over the forces of darkness became central themes in the apocalyptic traditions that emerged in the centuries following his time on earth. The book of Revelation, with its vivid imagery of the end of the world, draws heavily on the themes and symbols found in the writings of Enoch. The vision of the final battle between good and evil, the resurrection of the dead, and the establishment of a new heaven and a new earth all echo the prophecies that Enoch had recorded centuries before. Enoch's influence also extended to the teachings of Jesus, who often spoke in parables and allegories similar to those found in the Book of Parables. Jesus' emphasis on the mercy of God, the importance of repentance, and the coming of the kingdom of heaven can be seen as a continuation of the themes that Enoch had introduced in his writings. Though Enoch's book was not included in the canonical scriptures, it was preserved in the religious traditions of Ethiopia, where it remains a sacred text to this day. In the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, the Book of Enoch is revered as an inspired work, offering deep insights into the mysteries of God in the spiritual realm. 10. The Hidden Mysteries of Enoch. One of the most intriguing aspects of the Book of Enoch is the revelation of hidden mysteries, secrets of the universe that were shown to him during his journey through the heavens. These mysteries, which had been concealed from humanity, were entrusted to Enoch so that he might record them for future generations. Among these mysteries were the secrets of the stars and their movements, the cycles of the sun and the moon, and the forces that govern the natural world. Enoch was shown how the angels controlled the elements, how the winds and the waters obeyed the commands of the Almighty. He was also given knowledge of the spiritual forces that influence the hearts of men, both for good and for evil. But perhaps the most profound of these mysteries was the revelation of the coming Messiah, a Savior who would be sent by God to redeem humanity and restore the fallen creation. Enoch was shown that this Messiah would be both a king and a servant, a conqueror and a healer. He would suffer for the sins of the world, but through his suffering, he would bring about the salvation of all who believed in him. Enoch's visions of the Messiah were a source of great hope, for they revealed that even in the midst of judgment, God's mercy would prevail. The Messiah would lead the righteous into the kingdom of heaven, where they would dwell in peace and joy for all eternity. These hidden mysteries were recorded by Enoch in his writings, and though many of them remained obscure to later generations, they continued to inspire those who sought to understand the deeper truths of the universe and the divine plan for humanity. 11. The legacy of the Book of Enoch. The legacy of the Book of Enoch is one of mystery, inspiration, and profound spiritual insight. Though it was lost to much of the Western world for centuries, it was preserved in the Ethiopian Orthodox Church, where it continued to be revered as a sacred text. In the 18th century, the Book of Enoch was rediscovered by European scholars, sparking renewed interest in its teachings and prophecies. Its influence on early Jewish and Christian thought became increasingly apparent, as scholars recognized its impact on apocalyptic literature, mysticism, and theology. Today, the Book of Enoch remains a subject of fascination for both religious scholars and spiritual seekers. Its vivid descriptions of the heavens, its prophetic visions of the end times, and its deep moral teachings continue to resonate with readers who are drawn to its timeless message of faith, judgment, and redemption. The Book of Enoch stands as a testament to the enduring power of prophecy and the human longing to understand the mysteries of the divine. It offers a glimpse into a world beyond our own, a world where angels and demons battle for the souls of men, and where the ultimate victory belongs to God and His chosen ones. In the end, Enoch's life and writings remind us that even in the darkest of times, there is always hope. For those who walk with God as Enoch did, there is the promise of eternal life and the assurance that the forces of darkness will never prevail against the light of the Almighty.